Chapter 12. In the Power of the Wicked Witch. So the wicked witch put on the golden cap and said some magic words. Immediately, the winged monkeys were all around her. The monkeys had long hairy legs and arms, evil faces, and big wings.
"You have called us for the third and final time,"
the king of the winged monkeys said.
"What do you want us to do?" "Go and find the strangers in my land,"
the wicked witch told him.
"Kill them all, except the lion. He can work for me." "We will find them at once,"
the king replied. The winged monkeys flew off, laughing and talking. They soon found Dorothy and her friends. Some of the monkeys picked up the Tin Man and dropped him on some sharp rocks. The poor Tin Man's body was badly damaged. Other monkeys caught the Scarecrow and pulled out all his straw. They carried his clothes and dropped them on top of a tall tree. Then, three or four winged monkeys tied up the cowardly lion with a thick rope. They carried him back to the witch's castle. The king of the monkeys looked at Dorothy, and he saw the mark of the good witch's kiss.
"We cannot kill the girl,"
he told the other monkeys.
"She is protected by the power of good. The power of good is stronger than the power of evil. Carry her and the dog back to the castle and leave her there."
When Dorothy and Toto were outside the castle, the king of the winged monkeys found the wicked witch.
"The Tin Man and the Scarecrow are dead,"
he told her.
"The lion is tied up with rope, but we can't kill the girl and her dog. You have used us for the last time. Goodbye."
As the winged monkeys flew off, the wicked witch looked at Dorothy. When the witch saw the mark of the good witch's kiss and the silver shoes, she felt afraid.
"This girl is a powerful witch,"
the wicked witch said to herself. But then the wicked witch looked into Dorothy's eyes and laughed. She knew Dorothy was too simple and good to use her power.
"Come with me, my girl," the witch said to Dorothy. "I have a lot of hard work for you to do."
Dorothy did not want to stay in the castle, but she was very glad that the witch had not killed her. The girl began to work in the kitchen, cleaning and washing for the wicked witch.